If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
February, right? On the right stuff.biz.
Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of the Daily Shoah on the right stuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, the right stuff.biz is 100% listener funded. We have no sponsors, we have no mega donors, we have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall and follow the instructions. Create an account. Create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure. So you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you. It is indeed February, and we do have some Blackpink history for today. I have some Benjamin Banneke bands.
Yeah, let's do that.
Or Benjamin Banneker. I keep saying Banneke. Ted Banneke. Like that's a character from Breaking Bad.
Bernanke. I keep thinking Bernanke.
No, he's not Bernanke. Yeah. That's like way too...
Breaking Bernanke.
It's funny, like... That Breaking has like... Banker. That has that, like Bernanke, like the fact that that's what comes to mind, that has like the false air of being a more serious concern. But the idea that like the television pageantry of who's in charge of what governmental office is just as trivial and pointless and entertainment goyslop as Breaking Bad. So the fact that you know, you think you're the first thing that comes to your mind is a character from Pretend Politics. The first thing that comes to my mind is a character from Pretend, like drug dealer dramedy show. So, okay, you like how I just burst your bubble right there? You think you're better than me?
What do you? You seem defensive for some reason. I didn't say anything like that.
I don't. Well, no, I'm defensive because like I thought of stupid character from TV show. You're like, oh, I thought of the guy from the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, inherently I'm always thinking about things that are more important.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's not more important.
I know that. I understand you think that, but
it's the illusion of more important.
Right, well, I understand.
Like, Ben Bernanke, like, he's not in charge anymore, right? How are things going?
Same.
Would anything have been different if he wasn't in charge during the helicopter Ben days? It would have been helicopter chair. It would have been, like, helicopter Ted instead of... Ted Banneke. Ted Banneke could have been in charge. A fictional character from Breaking Bad could have been in charge of the Fed, and we'd still.
Yeah,
still be
I
the
mean,
same thing.
It's always. Well, the thing is, it's not even a Jew. Right? I don't think Jerome Powell's a Jew, but yeah.
Whatever. Oh, I thought it was Yellen.
She's the Treasury Secretary.
Oh, right. Okay. Same fucking
thing. She had been in charge of the Fed, so it's interesting that she went from one to the other.
It's like the revolving door. Like when you go from the boardroom of a drug company to the board of like the ADA. Or not ADA.
Yeah. It actually kind of is the same thing. It's like you go from the bank that loans to the Treasury Department to the Treasury Department taking out the loans from the bank. But it's really just Jews like running the money system. So, which is real. That is true. You want to get conspiratorial, but I don't. So whatever. We can press forward.
Wait, we're not going to be conspiratorial about Jews running the money?
People could say like, oh, they got a goy there to take the heat for like high interest rates and like the...
Sometimes they're just good goys.
I mean, they are.
It could be a little bit of that, but it doesn't have to be.
I don't think so because it's like the policy...
If he stepped out of line, he'd be gone just like Claudine Gay.
Yeah, but there's no...
You know?
There's no like stepping out of line from in that role. Like it's just like
what if he starts bringing on hard money? We're gonna back currency back with gold.
Well, he is raising interest rates. I mean, that is something. What's so funny is that's something that libertarians always say that they should do. And it's like, well, here they did it, and oh, look at what they caused by doing so. And now they're like mad. Like I don't know.
That's because libertarians are just wrong.
Yeah, they're just objectively wrong about
it. They just don't know what's going on. Yeah. They think the economy is a real thing.
Well,
they think that all the, like, the...
Well, hard money is actually the fakest of all economic positions.
Well, it's just outdated. It's just not the shot anymore. Like, they found that's been innovated out of existence.
Right.
What it is, I love how that's
also a fake political position.
Who was that guy we were listening to that wrote a book about, like, modern monetary theory. Mm-hmm. He accused the libertarians who objected to money losing value through, like, inflation over the years. He's just saying, like, you just want a subsidy. You want to have, like, essentially income.
Mosler.
You want to have income essentially just by holding money. You just want money in your hand to get more valuable as time goes by. And I say no. I'm sitting here yelling like, yeah, who's the socialist now?
Right.
You know, like, who's getting government money now? Like,
their critique of it going the other way is they're like,
because it really is true that, and libertarians would hate this, but when people just, like, hoard cash, the economy fucking goes tits up.
Yeah, when people stop spending,
spending, if you're not investing, if you're not just doing all kinds of things with your money, you're not starting businesses, you're not buying shares of this, you're not giving out loans, you're not doing all this stuff, just your economy just stops.
Right. But
it just stops. But that's what libertarians want. They want hard money where you can just have money, do nothing with it, and it's worth more tomorrow than it was today, and that's the literal.
That's also why they like high interest rates, and the high interest rates also force people to hold money because it's more money becomes, like, more expensive. So
things are going really well right now too.
Yeah.
So
well,
libertarians
fucking
suck.
No, they do. Their positions are just dumb.
I remember getting into it, being like, here's this whole systemic approach. Like, here's an ideology that's fun to learn.
Yeah, it's funny because it's like
they do tend to be consistent.
It's a self-consistent ideology. It's just wrong.
Yes, it's wrong. But like that. But that's what. But that was like the midwit bait for me. It was like, oh man, like, here's a system of principles that I can learn and apply. The answers are always the same to the same questions, no matter what. Like, it's not. Yep. There's none of this, like, situational bullshit.
You're not weaseling it out.
You get this feeling like I learned something. I'm consistent. I'm not doing, like, ad hoc making things up as I go along to have the right answer that day. It's like, I believe. But then the problem is, it's like, all right, smartass, you know, like, this tax got lowered and this price still did that and this company still went under. Like, what do you say? Oh, there's just too many moving parts.
Yeah, that's literally what they say.
There's too many moving parts for my theory to apply to anything.
I can't actually discuss that because there's just too much shit going on, so I have no idea, but I'm sure it's the government's fault.
Definitely, there's something wrong with your model, though.
If you were to unravel all these threads, you'd find that at the core of the problem here was the government, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Jews, though.
No. Well, that's, again, in that abstract world, like, that kind of thing doesn't exist. Like, Jew or not Jew is not a relevant distinction. No. It doesn't matter.
It's not anyway.
Yeah.
Nig or not nig.
Yeah. Nig, not a nig.
that reminds me, I was watching a YouTube video today, and a guy was talking about, I guess it was Everpedia. It was like one of these blockchain, like, alternatives to Wikipedia. Oh, it was basically run by crypto bros that were, like, all libertarian ANCAP style people.
So we made our own Wikipedia, but no one can access it except ourselves. I hate
it. I don't understand. Like, I got to be honest with you. This is something I legitimately don't understand. How that kind of thing. Like, because I remember when they were trying to make, like, and this was something a lot of people were making fun of, blockchain as, like, this miraculous.
We're just gonna put stuff on it.
And I'm like, how does a blockchain based Wikipedia? I guess what you, like, every edit is somehow entered into blockchain and therefore remembered forever, can't ever be erased or deleted or something. It's like. Why? Who cares? Like, what? I don't get it.
Yeah, and there was some sort of
what is the point of doing that
scheme?
Reimbursement?
The whole system was basically like, I'm an ANCAP, here's how I think stuff should work, and then they created a working example of why ANCAP stuff always fails.
But like, additionally to that, I want to say this about that. Like, ANCAPs, like, never thought of blockchain. That was something that, like Satoshi, whoever he is, thought up when he invented Bitcoin, right? And he's like, for something like Bitcoin, it makes sense. But then they try to take, then suddenly, because they're like, well, we like Bitcoin because, you know, we hate Federal Reserve notes and whatever. Like, so let's pretend like blockchain.
Federal Reserve notes. Send me some.
I'm a fucking huge fan of Federal Reserve
actually,
notes.
You don't even have to send me the actual notes. That's the beauty of modern money. You can just send me like digital bits that represent, but they're not Bitcoin.
Right.
They represent Federal Reserve notes.
You can also send Bitcoin. Because you can trade Bitcoin for Federal Reserve notes.
Because, I mean, sort of.
You can.
I mean, it's better to just send the Federal Reserve notes.
But, okay. Either way.
I mean, we appreciate the Bitcoin.
Yeah, I'm not saying don't send it.
No.
If it's between that or nothing, send the Bitcoin. If you're going to send, it's like, you see what I'm saying? You
got yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But like that aside, point being, they glommed onto like blockchain.
Mm-hmm.
And then they pretended like somehow blockchain is like a libertarian thing. Let's do everything with like blockchain. Like why? Legitimately, why?
Just this, what
actual problem that you, real problem, actual real life problem that you need to solve does blockchain actually solve? No, what you do is you take things that already work and then you use a blockchain and it makes it like...
It's like the Odyssey videos on a blockchain. It's not even like it doesn't work or not. How does that work?
I don't know. I legitimately don't know.
Like, is the blockchain on servers or it's supposed, is it not? Like,
but eventually Odyssey like just abandoned that. And what it was just like, I don't even know.
I think you're thinking of BitChute. No, BitChute abandoned like a peer-to-peer.
BitChute abandoned doing like peer-to-peer torrent stuff. But I think Odyssey, like, I don't think your fucking videos that you upload are attached to any blockchain because Library Coin is like defunct now. Like, I don't know.
Well, in the UX, it's still there. I don't know. That's just because they don't want
to
like.
You still have to donate. Maybe they just haven't changed their UX.
Well, there's still like it costs you like 0.01 Library Coin to like delete a video.
Huh. Weird.
Or to have it that like you've abandoned your claim. So I'm like, all right, so is the video I just deleted, it's still
there? I
legitimately
never looked into enough how that
Do
actually
I care?
Works.
It's just...
Yeah, I legitimately never looked into how that actually worked enough to for it to matter. So it's whatever.
Yeah.
But I really legitimately, I'm telling you, I don't know why I have to put these emphatic emphasis on it, but libertarians just pretended like blockchain was something like it's going to solve problems. Like how? Why? What problems? Legitimately, find me an actual unique problem this really solves.
That was sort of the thing with Wikipedia. It's like, all right, what are you trying to solve here? Like, what's the problem that you have with Wikipedia? Can you articulate what it is?
We'll talk about libtards and Jews. Okay, but that's not the problem that they're fixing.
Right. None of them said that. But yeah, so the other issue they were running into is that it's like you've got all of these weird like crypto bros and they're creating content for themselves. So it's like all Manosphere shit. It's all crypto stuff. So you don't really have like a Wikipedia alternative because that doesn't give you traffic.
It's just your opinions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're open about this is just our opinions, man, or are they saying like this is truth?
I just went to Everpedia and I got like a this domain is for sale thing.
I've got an article on this that I posted in there, and there's an explanation of how their incentive structure works, and it's bullshit.
It sounds dumb.
it's destined to create an echo chamber.
Oh, IQ Wiki, largest blockchain and crypto encyclopedia. IQ Wiki. It's like,
okay,
I've never heard of any.
Why
of this.
Everpedia will fail?
What is this from?
It did.
Peaked. Oh, well, this is from like 2018. The video's unavailable. Oh, I thought the internet was forever.
Yeah, no, that's not true.
All this cringe just disappears. Look at this. This internet's not, this video's not forever. It's just gone. You
go to that big paragraph, they explain this IQ system where you put up tokens for collateral on articles and how it's supposed to work.
Wait a minute. Let's talk about the GOP House falling apart. I don't want to get sucked in, Bo. But I wonder what he means by that. Why does he think the GOP House is falling apart? No, he's just...
Sorry, I'm looking at this IQ Wiki, and one of the top entries on it was this guy, Yonatan Sumpolinsky, an Israeli computer scientist, founding scientist at DAG Labs and founder of Caspa. He was one of the researchers behind the Ghost DAG protocol in Ethereum's original roadmap.
Oh, no, here we go. If you've heard of XRP, you know that it's a cryptocurrency made by a company named Ripple, which is going to be primarily used for fast and cheap international bank transfers using a product called XRapid. Not anymore. It's not. Isn't that just gone?
No, Ripple's still around.
Oh, is it still around? I thought Ripple died.
No, it's actually pretty big now. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Never mind. I'm sorry. I'm stupid.
I don't know if it's doing this shit anymore. I think it's.
Chainlink the one that died? Didn't one of these miracle cure fucking cryptocurrencies just like eat balls?
So many of these shit coins, like XRP, like Coil. I'll tell you this. If I'm dead wrong on this and there's some XRP aficionado in the audience, go ahead and like say I'm wrong. But my understanding is that that shit that they're talking about is just more bullshit. It's just a shit coin. Mm. It's like trading still. You can buy it and sell it. And its innovation is that its blockchain moves really quick. Like, because Bitcoin's moves really slowly, right? It's annoying. Right. But anyway.
So it's Everypedia. You probably were putting in the wrong domain name.
I put in Everpedia.
Yeah, it's Everpedia.
All right. This is just sounds leader dumb. Why are we even talking about this? I mean, I'm enjoying because I like ripping on, like, libertarians and shit. Even with that, I still get IQ.
Okay. Well, it says, in conclusion, that's why I feel like Everpedia and many of these other crypto-based web monetization solutions will mostly fail in the long run.
You'll be right.
Crypto communities are quite isolated from one another and only really focus on the news coming out of the select few coins that they're invested in and excited about. But as someone who is interested in both XRP and EOS, what's EOS? I can't help but feel the number of projects being built on EOS are going to fail. And the future of EOS applications will be found more in gaming than in web monetization and social media platforms. Technological advancements and new ideas. So, Alex, was there something in this that you found interesting? Was that the part?
The second paragraph, he explains the IQ system where you pay editors and token economics, also pay website owners themselves.
Basically a website that is looking to become the new Wikipedia, like an alternative wiki site.
It won't happen.
Where editors can actually get rewarded for their work via crypto token known as IQ, built using the EOS smart contracts platform. Those always fucking fail. Now explaining what EOS is could take all day, so we're sticking to just talk about IQ. IQ is used to pay both editors and the token economics, also pay the website owners themselves so that they don't have to beg for donations like Wikipedia will do occasionally. The way this works is that whenever someone proposes a new article or an edit to an existing article, they offer up some of their IQ tokens as collateral. Shit is so gay. If the edit is approved, their IQ to return to them, and they also gain some IQ as a reward for their contribution, but their IQ is not returned to them by the system if their edit is rejected. So essentially, the idea is to incentivize quality submissions. So, no, you're incentivizing, like, profitable edits
a very narrow audience just becomes an echo chamber that's monetized itself.
I think the ultimate product here actually is IQ Wiki, because that site is up and it does appear to be operating on something like this, and they're saying it's IQ token. IQ Wiki is there. When I search Everypedia, actually IQ Wiki is the first thing that comes up.
Yeah, that was what I got too. I used to know that was related to it.
It says largest blockchain and crypto encyclopedia, and there's like nothing interesting there. Like there's nothing's going on, and I'm not gonna go look at it.
No, there's nothing interesting
there. Let's take a look. Toshi is a meme coin project on the base layer 2. That's a recent edit. Dogelon Mars. Silly Dragon? I don't see any articles here.
I think what we need
Do
to
say... Do you have anything on WoW Narrow? None on WoW Narrow? Nothing?
I think what these people will never face and that they need to face is that the meme of decentralization is not the answer to anything. What's the problem literally is that the centralized power structure is evil.
Right.
And we say it's evil because it's run by Jewish Zionists, which is 100% true. And
why you think it's evil. You just haven't connected all those dots yet.
Right. But you've been taught by that authority that saying something like that is in and of itself evil and makes you the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact remains, like, you need centralized control over most things, and it just has to be run by people that are on the up and up and that are good people. And white people are good people.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
White people are so good that they've allowed all these outsiders in to, like, grift and ruin the system that we set up for ourselves. That's the problem. Like, we set up a massive medical industry. Who knows? Yeah. Like, maybe even, like, the for-profit corporate medical system that we have might actually be okay if we weren't offering free patch repair service to, like, niggers that shoot each other.
Any system would be better. As bad as any system is, it would be better without black people. That's kind of a guarantee. It definitely wouldn't necessarily be ideal, But it would be better without blacks. But I want to say one thing in regards to exactly what you're saying. When it comes to Bitcoin, Bitcoin is valuable because it's not decentralized anymore.
Okay.
Bitcoin is valuable because the central powers that be in the monetary system have decided to make it valuable.
Yeah.
They have decided to allow it to be traded and bought and sold in mainstream ways that make it valuable. They have also decided to back it with massive companies that mine Bitcoin, because the amount of energy used to mine Bitcoin is massive, and the amount of money you have to sink into the project of mining Bitcoin, the amount of like servers and computational whatever, it takes like a lot of energy every day. And so it's actually not true that Bitcoin is backed by nothing. It's not true. It's backed by all the money that is being put in to all to these.
Sven needs me to sign up for a paywall subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. Okay, Sven, I'm your number one guy. I'll do it.
There's relatively few Bitcoin mining companies, some of which have massive infrastructure projects that use up tons of energy, some of which also use like distributed hashing by getting a lot of people to use their computer to help solve the problem and then get like a tiny piece of it. But that still takes a centralization of it. Bitcoin has been centralized. It's effectively been centralized. It's been centralized behind a large number, a small number of very large mining concerns, and also the fact that it is now it is being traded in mainstream ways, on first on exchanges and now with ETFs. So the centralized powers that be over the economy have decided to integrate Bitcoin into their system, and that's why it's valuable. And the main thing, the advantage that it offers for people like us is that it is like a direct, like you can just shoot it right over to us without having to go, like without having it. Well, you have to get approved on an exchange to buy it and all that shit, and you have to, you know, all that stuff, right? But there's nothing, once you do it, there's no middleman like with a credit card, like, so you just send it in there, it comes to us, and that they can't really stop that. But they've decided they don't really give a shit about that, or they're willing to just let that go.
Well, they built the Lightning network on top of it to get around like the fee system.
Well,
there's also that sort of, because that was a way to attempt to get into that.
Maybe I think it's the real thing is like, because eventually, if you want to settle in, you have to eventually go on the real blockchain and actually get real Bitcoin. The real issue is that, one, you fucking... I don't want to talk about all the issues of Bitcoin, because we actually do need people to pay us, and that's one of the mechanisms they pay us. But, like, you know, they've done Know Your Customer, and the blockchain is traceable. So,
and I don't know why that translates to all these other things, where like the centralized authority is replaced by the blockchain itself. They can't be spoofed, they can't be hacked, it can't be this, it can't be that. But like that doesn't really, it helped in like one unique situation.
As something for like a ledger for transactions, a blockchain is a good solution to that.
Right.
It's not really a good solution to anything else.
Right.
Like it's not a good solution for like a Wikipedia.
I remember like during like the boom. Was it like 2017, the crypto boom? And I remember being like harassed by these like weird crypto bros on like there was a weird personality on Twitter back then of like he was sort of a Nazi, sort of a libertarian, and a like a crypto fanatic, like all rolled into one.
Several such cases, but yeah. But I don't know who you're specifically talking about, but yeah. Huh? I don't know. Oh no, I know there was a bunch of people.
I remember like vagaries, but the most important part of them was the crypto, like religious fucking belief in crypto. And it just made them, like, these three things combined made them to just, like, an obnoxious asshole.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because you couldn't be like, yeah, I don't really buy that. And I remember him, like my concern with Bitcoin was, like, currency. Can we get paid with that instead of credit cards? Will people adopt it? Will it be easier for people to use? And there were people that were, like, they were adamantly against the idea of it being easier to use. Like, they really enjoyed, like, that's kind of like where Ethereum and contracts comes from. It's like, it's like Bitcoin, but like more complicated.
And it's bullshit. All that stuff is nonsense. Like, right. I'll tell you this.
But it's like these guys, they had these ideological dedication to it. And I remember there's one guy that used to say things like, it's not my fault that you're using crypto wrong.
No, it is.
But it's like what he was referring to using crypto wrong is how we use it today. We take a payment and we give a product back. That was wrong. Crypto like had all these other esoteric applications that he couldn't like cryptography.
But I don't care about that.
Right. Like the blockchain, like no, for information. I'm like, that, but I want. I'm talking about
aren't
money.
You saying it's digital money? We're using it. If
no, that's
the case,
using it wrong.
That's fucking stupid.
Like you're not doctrinally like sound with your dedication well, to shut crypto up, sparkle
motion. The fuck up.
It was so annoying.
Well, also that's why, like, dude,
I don't know if those people. I wonder if those people still
honestly,
exist.
Honestly, like, Ethereum is one of the gayest things in the world. Like,
that's why I don't take it.
I'm glad we don't take it anymore.
Oh my god, the also, fucking contracts that would fail.
You can't
on those. Like, how? Like, it's literally like this contract thing is supposed to make it easier. Instead,
no,
like, I don't have failed transactions with any cryptocurrency except Ethereum. Why don't you guys take ETH? It's because it never works.
Well, because it's also gay.
Actually, that doesn't never work. It's like it's if the crypto is going to come in and not get where it needs to go, it's Ethereum.
Yeah.
Or it's an Ethereum token. Anyway, we should get off the subject. It's terrible.
I could actually
really
go
sorry,
into
audience.
My whole theory on why Ethereum is extremely gay.
We probably and shouldn't. We should probably just let it go.
I kind of don't want to, but I will. I will. Oh god, I'm like it's just fucking gay. It's legitimately doesn't it's pointless. It's totally I want Ethereum to crash so fucking hard. And what annoys me is that because Ethereum rides Bitcoin's balls like every other shitcoin does, like it actually does sort of get bumps, but it's not Ethereum itself. It's just Ether, which is one token on the Ethereum network that happens to be like the first one, the most famous one. It's not actually Ethereum, it's Ether, and that trades in the same fucking greater fool theory that the rest of them trade. The only one of them that's actually really backed up by anything is Bitcoin. The one that's actually really worth anything is Bitcoin. And it's worth something for the same reason anything else is worth something. People decided it is.
Yeah.
But Ethereum is fucking gay. Smart contracts are stupid. The whole thing is dumb. And I would laugh and I will cackle with glee when that entire ecosystem fucking collapses
everything
and fails.
You stand
and I
for,
hope that it does.
We mock.
Yeah.
Welcome, audience.
Yeah. Tech lead agrees with me, by the way. That Japanese guy on YouTube who's fucking kind of funny. He's always shitting all over Ethereum.
Oh, yeah,
it's really
guy.
Funny, actually.
You just watch Tech Lead.
Tech Lead is funny as fuck.
I don't really feel like a show host today. Let's just do a watch along and comment on something. Or maybe Alex, you host the show. You do
he
it.
Did a funny one recently.
I want to watch the Alex show.
Actually,
today.
You guys would love Tech Lead's latest video because he went to the Consumer Electronics Show in Nevada and he was like, all this stuff is like fucking. He's basically, there's nothing new. He's like, these are just adding. He's like, you're just adding layers of complexity to things, the simple things that we already had. It's stupid.
I watched,
like, what's the point? He's like, there's literally like, he's like, there's like a smart dog. He's like, there's a smart like kitty litter box that like, and it's like, yeah, but see, why do you need a smart kitty litter box?
Because this is what is going to school so the kids can pretend.
No. Yeah, right, yeah. So the kids can't pretend.
Oh my God.
No, it basically like,
you see how long my hair is?
Yeah.
I can't bring myself to go down there. I don't want to hear the kitty little.
I have just
the
been
lady
the bullet
cuts my
and I
hair.
Go to the other place, man.
The lady that cuts
place.
My hair. Every time I go in there, she tells me the story about how the public school has kitty litter boxes in it for all the other kin children that are gay can pretend by going to the bathroom.
She probably
with
doesn't
kitty.
Say gay though. She probably
no.
Says,
she's
like,
so they kin. So they can pretend. But I know like the full implication is like, so you think the local school district is rampant with furry gay kids that are going to the bathroom in boxes of sand right there in the classroom. You think
I
this is happening?
You,
she thinks it's happening.
I will bet you that she's not attaching gay to that.
No, that she doesn't. I'm just
that she's thinking.
That
yeah, no, I mean,
well,
you
she
are.
Thinks she has to think like she's concerned about trans tranny stuff too. That's where that comes from.
Yeah.
That's the thing that makes the your tranny concern retarded. Like,
well, it's a deliberate.
This transphobe thinks there's a
yes
glitter box for kids to piss in. And
it's done on purpose. They give that to you so you look stupid.
Oh, I love Ben Shapiro. I was like, oh. God.
Yeah, well, that now you look even.
That's
now
why
you really look fucking.
That's why your
stupid.
Home country is such trash, lady. Because
so
you
much,
love Ben Shapiro. What else?
So much local conservatives loving Ben Shapiro, thinking he's the best thing ever. It's sad.
It's disgusting, is what it is. It fills me with revulsion.
I have used the technique of being like completely silent when I go see her.
That's
it
good.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
She eventually talks about Ben Shapiro or glitter boxes.
Oh, my God.
Like,
that's why
you
I
can
don't
give,
go anymore.
You can give her no input, and it will happen.
It just does it on its own. It's just jumping through that.
I wish there was, like, you know what? Someone should invent, like, a... You should have, like, only deaf mutes should be allowed to cut hair. There should be some kind of, like, visual aid for how I want my hair cut, and then you don't speak to me, and I don't speak to you, and I just get the haircut. Because I don't want to hear about, like, in the person you go to. I don't want to hear about your gay son, faggot. There's another guy, like, he's asking me about my job. I'm like, will you just cut my fuck? What's your job? Cut the hair. I'm not here for therapy. I'm not here for, like, a resume enhancement.
This is like the this is like late stage alienation. Like, it used to be the people doing mind chit chatting with the barber. It used to be kind of a thing. Like, yeah, you go and you have a little chat, like, whatever. And
Why should I have to expend energy on that? Like, I'm here because if I could stop my hair from growing, I would.
I gotta agree with Mike on that. It's true. It's true. It's just you being a crotchety old man.
Yeah. Well, it's not just that. It's not just that. It's not just that. I mean, this society, he's a victim. Like, this society.
What do you do for what do you do for a living? I do a Nazi racist podcast. Do you want to ask me about it?
Yeah, no, I share your frustration.
I don't like that. But the thing is, but even before that, I was like, oh, God, I got to go make small talk with this person.
Yes. So you might always just be someone that was like that, which is fine. I, on the other hand, am not always a small talk. Like, sometimes I don't hate it. Listen,
I used to have a barber that I did kind of get on with.
Yeah, there you go. That's fine.
It eventually turned into, like, he's inviting himself to my house and inviting us. I'm like, I don't want to go to your house for, like, a barbecue. I don't fucking know you.
Well, at that point, you did though.
But no, but every month or every 6 weeks, I give you $20 to fix this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need you in my life. Like, I'm sitting like, do you do this to all your customers? Does, like,
every maybe
one
he's
of
like
customers?
He's always going to parties.
Like,
yeah,
do you have
does.
Like a massive barbecue with like every haircut?
Every weekend he's invited to another barbecue.
It's just like a massive, like,
no. It's actually a scam to get free food on his part. He's just like inviting himself to people's house
or inviting me. It's like, oh, I get to go with the kids. I'm like, we have like lives, and I don't like this. Is just strange. Like, I didn't come in here looking for a new family friend. I was looking for a haircut. It's just a weird, I don't know.
Here's my take on this.
It is late stage alienation, though. It is true.
No, it is.
I am trained to, like, I don't want to know about your bullshit.
Right,
I don't want to hear bullshit.
That's kind of my point.
I got my own bullshit that you probably don't want to hear about. I can tell you every problem I have. You're not going to want to solve it. You're probably going to end up feeling the same way I do. It's like, I wish this guy would shut the fuck up.
Now, to some extent, I feel like there's always going to be the guy who's like the curmudgeon, the whatever, or who's just not interested in small talk, doesn't really want to talk to people, doesn't know. That's fairly normal. That's going to exist. But the idea generally that a barber is like friendly and makes conversation, the problem is in today's society, it's like, if I open myself up to like a new person that I don't know about, like what's going to happen? Like, I don't want to talk about my life to them. Because I'm like a thought criminal. I also don't want to hear about their life because it's probably something like stupid that like is approved by the TV and the Jewish thing about their life. And I don't want to hear that shit. Like, it's just like, yeah, this society sucks. So when you talk to a random person,
you never know what you're
like,
going to get.
You're going to get something that's kind of stupid and cringy and or like embarrassing or disgusting or whatever.
What if you make your barber mad at you? Like, you might get like what if your barber cancels you?
Well, that's one of the issues.
Mid haircut.
Well, that's kind of one of the issues of small talk in the era of cancel culture, to say, like, to use the term. Mm-hmm. But really, it's just Jewish totalitarianism. Is that, like, if I actually, like, the woman I go to, she's always like, what are you doing this weekend? And if I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to Washington, D.C. and, like, yell about Jews, like, massacring Palestinians.
Right.
Like, what if I'd said that weekend, right? Because I did go to get a haircut.
Might as well. What'd you do this weekend, the day after?
Right. Or yeah, that's the other thing. Or, yeah.
Oh, I shouted at some IDF veterans.
Yeah, I told these Jews to get the hell away from me because they're a bunch of baby killers. I mean, yeah, so, but again, the other thing is it's like, but also, like, last time I went to her, she's like, so what did you do this weekend? I was like, she's like, what are you doing this weekend? What are you going to do this weekend? I was like, absolutely nothing. And that was true.
There you go.
And that's, she was like, answer. Oh, yeah, me too. And I was like, all right. And it was
all
like,
right.
Then there
Can
was
you
just
shut
like,
up and cut my hair now?
Did that actually happen? No, that legitimately happened. Because she just started snipping away. And I was, and you know, look, again, that one, I'll tell you what, though, it's not ideal, but it's better than your situation.
Yeah, maybe I'll just go. I don't know.
I mean, look, we should actually be talking about this privately because it's like almost too much information. But like,
getting haircuts? I must say that getting haircut has always been one of my biggest sources of stress in my life.
Oh, okay, so you've always been,
it's always been like,
because you don't want to make small talk with strangers.
No, it's like finding someone that can do a good job.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's consistent. True. You know, like, you're not going to fuck my
head. And isn't cringy.
Right.
Because you do, there is that thing, if I go to a new barber and it's like, all right, it's cringy.
It seems like the worse, the more overbearing the barber is, the better they are. Like the guy that like wanted to come over for barbecues, like he was the best barber I've ever had. But eventually, I just couldn't do it anymore.
Was he fast?
No, just the haircut was good.
Okay,
all like right. I didn't have to like he understood how my head was shaped. Oh, I didn't have these weird I didn't have these weird like things that stuck out that I had to like paste down. He didn't leave like weird like uneven ripples. Like he was the I don't do a fade, but he did the thing evenly. Where you ever stand in the mirror and turn your head and just watch the inconsistency? Like he wasn't like that. It was consistent all the way around, and the top was good. Anyone else I would go to would fuck it up.
There's another third place you should actually try.
Okay.
But the lady that does that is only in on some days, and I don't know what day it is because I've gone in there before and like she's not in. And sometimes I've gone in there like she is in and she doesn't. She does.
Everybody else in there talks about litter boxes. Well, like the lady who doesn't talk about litter boxes and tranny kids.
The best thing is these people don't speak, not here these right people now. Don't speak English and they're white. They're like Russian or Ukrainian or something.
Now I just don't want to do that either. I mean, I know like all the like foreign policy stuff aside, I really hate seeing those people in our society.
I understand that. No, I'm not. I get it.
And I always like that. Think like, I wonder if these ones are Jewish.
I hear that
borscht talk, and I'm just like, are these Jews?
Yeah. No.
Either way, I know they're shifting.
Coming from New York, like I completely get that because I always wonder like, someone in New York City, someone telling me they're Russian, I'm like,
yeah, you're Russian. You're Russian, all right.
Like Russian? Or are you from Russia? Are you Russian or from Russia?
Are you one of those Russian like refugee people that George H.W. Bush got in trouble over? Yeah. What are you doing here? Gang shit?
Possibly. Anyway, but the thing is that they speak English just good enough. Again, there's no way, if you don't want to talk to them, though,
sounds perfect.
You will get a haircut in utter silence
that
in this place. Sound good. I promise
that
you.
That does sound good.
So, yeah, there's that. Right. Yeah, anyway, wow, here we are. We still haven't talked about the Benjamin Ban.
Yeah, what are you going to do? It's Benjamin Banneke. They lie about him. He's black. Black Fake History Month.
They said he invented a clock. Yeah, that's not true.
I'm kind of hungry. I could stop the show right now.
Nice clock, Benjamin. You want to bring it to Black Fake History Month?
Did he invent like a modification to a clock?
He did not invent a clock. Benjamin Banneke, this is one of those liberal cliches, or actually it's a conservative cliche, right? Like all of these black inventors that blacks are supposed to look up to that these people have built up.
Mm-hmm.
It's all soft bigotry of low expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Banneke, or Banneker. See, I'm still doing it. Ted Banneke, who slipped and fell and broke his neck on Breaking Bad. Very tragic. Benjamin Banneker. Jesus, I'm getting... He borrowed somebody's pocket watch. He opened it up and he copied it. And he made a big, ugly facsimile of this watch. He copied its inner workings and he carved them out of wood. And he made a clock. It kept time for 20 years. And I'm just like, what kind of clock doesn't last more than 20 years? First of all, you get a mechanical clock. It's supposed to last. Like, there's clocks that are like hundreds of years old that are still running. Like, with like the weights and the pulleys and shit.
Yeah.
So, Banneker, like, basically he made a crappy clock. He probably, he's black, so he probably stole somebody's pocket watch. But all I see in here,
this could also just be not true.
It could be like a tall tale. Famous African American inventor who developed America's first fully functioning clock.
That's a weasel word out of somebody else made a clock like 100 years earlier, but it was kind of fucked up. So the first clock was made in the 1650s. His was made in the 1750s. But even that is a lie because I have an article right here about the historic bell tower clock in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, has been there since 1746.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
So that's the first functional. If that's the earliest functional clock I'm aware of in America. Well, like basically, there's no invention here. It's Benjamin Banneke. He copied a clock and he built it, just like that other kid didn't invent a computer.
He didn't invent a clock. He didn't invent a clock. Like, my understanding is that...
When I stripped the paint off this guitar and then glued veneer to the top of it, I didn't invent this guitar.
I didn't even build
this guitar. I stripped the finish off, and I glued veneer, and then I put clear coat on it. Oh, you know what? I filled in this wood gap where the tremolo used to be and attached a hardtail bridge.
No one ever played
If I was black, this guitar that I modified...
Was your invention.
May not have been my invention, but it was my design. and it's built, and somebody, some Jew would come along and be like, we're going to start the Dunston Guitar Company. We're going to give you like a ceremonial position where we pay you a salary to do nothing. And we're going to build guitars and we're going to sell them with your name and based on this guitar design you invented. That's what would happen if I was black.
I don't know if I'd go so far as, I mean, yeah, you didn't really design it. You modded.
But that's what they would say. I modded it, but that's what I'm saying. If I was black, I built the guitar. This is my unique design.
You moderated the guitar. I mean,
I mean, if that's how you go, like, you can't really say I invented the guitar, but you could say you can take my modifications and you can overstate it as a unique design. And they could, because there is a Beneke clock company. You can buy Beneke clocks.
Banneker?
Banneker. God damn it. Fuck. Can I just leave?
No. No,
this Beneke Banneker thing is killing me.
It doesn't also matter. It's okay. I'll just stop.
No, it does matter. I should be able to say the person that I'm tearing down. I should at least get his name.
I honestly just feel like there could just be a lot of this is just not true. Like a lot of stuff about this. Because they're even saying stuff like he knew a lot about astronomy, which helped them.
But they don't have any.
He said that
the one piece of truth in here.
A successful series of almanacs. There's no citation.
That's the one thing I saw. Like a lot of early inventors, Benjamin Banneker was primarily self-taught. The son of former.
Hey, you're still listening to only half the content? I don't know if I could do that. And I would say to myself, man, this SvenPai guy is making good content. I love this. I can't take any more free writing. I don't know what I'm going to do. What am I going to do? I'm SvenPai's top guy. What am I going to do? Seven Son chose me to get a subscription. Whoa, Sven needs me? Okay, I'll do it. I'm going to bat for you, Sven. I'm going to therightstuff.biz/paywall, Sven.
Slaves, Benjamin worked on the family tobacco farm and received some early education from the Quaker school. That's all you need to know. He was like a self-taught reader. He's not educated. He's not a surveyor. He's not a civil engineer. He's not a clockmaker. He's just a nigger. And they charge this stuff up to get you to think that like you don't belong here if you're white. Like they want to take representation out of everything in life so that they can claim that you have nothing and you deserve to go extinct because you're white.
Or
extinct. Yeah. What did I say? Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what they do with this stuff. And it's fake history. That's its purpose. It empowers these people and emboldens them and sort of makes people think that like when they get into some position they don't deserve through like DEI and affirmative action initiatives that like it's actually righting wrongs. Because look at this clock. There's a picture of the clock somewhere. It looks like a piece of shit. And it is a piece of shit because it stopped working after 20 years. I can remember like those clocks in like the public school were probably there for like 100 years. Hanging on the wall telling time. No, I'm sorry, but not Banneker's clock. 20 years doesn't work anymore. Why? Because he carved it out of fucking wood with a pocket knife, supposedly. He carved these like, gears out. But
So I want to talk for a second about this guy's almanac. Because I think like once we start delving into this, there's always a story.
Almanacs are incredibly scientific.
Well, there's a story. I'm just going to read the Wikipedia.
Was that a McNabb sarcasm? Was that too dry?
I think that was so dry.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I need to take a sip.
Pretty sure I was picking up on it, but
okay. So, yeah. Now I get it.
So. The thing about fake Black history, or Black Fake History Month, is that we know we're right. Okay? Like,
right.
We know that it's going to be bullshit.
You just have to find it.
You just have to find it.
It's increasingly difficult to find it because of how Google polices this shit now. Like, if you Google... Right. What was the Google question that came up? Oh, man, I erased it.
Who did the first clock?
It was like who did the first clock? It was literally something like
that.
Yeah,
it was some kind of
I moved away from that page. Oh. So
the thing about this, what stood out to me is that in the first paragraph of Benjamin Banneker's Wikipedia, or the second paragraph, it says Banneker's knowledge of astronomy was it? You got it?
The related questions at Google. When did time first start? Well, obviously, Benjamin Banneker invented time.
Yeah.
It began in 1752.
Whatever. How do we know? We know it was a nigger that did it.
We don't know how we knew it was 1752, yeah. But after he invented time, we called it 1752. When did time first start? I'm sorry. That just tickles me pink. That's hilarious.
That's a very, you know, we could, there's different ways of tackling that question.
Yeah. Oh, then the answer is about when did people start trying to tell time? That's a different question.
Well, we don't know. We have no idea when that was because they weren't keeping track of the time until then.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So. What, you got another one?
I'm still laughing. When did time first start?
I mean, I guess it's an interesting question, but like, at the very beginning.
It's like the retarded version of an existential, like, yeah. philosophical question. But it's just like something like, yo, when did time first start?
Bruh. Yo, you ever think about, like, time? Like, when did it actually...
No, don't do that Goomba talk. This is some nigger shit. Yo, when did time start and shit?
I feel like that's even too abstract for niggers. Like, niggers, like, it's like that kind of a question requires some level of abstract thinking. I don't think niggers are capable of it. Anyway, so listen to this. So, again, the thing about this Blake Fack History Month, whatever, fake black history, fake black history or black fake history is that, again, whenever you look into this, you know it's fake. You know there's some bullshit. You know there's something else going on, and you just have to sort of find it. And the thing is, what you also have to do is you have to be kind of adept at sort of reading between the lines and understanding what they're saying without how they're covering up for the fact that it's bullshit. And so it says that supposedly he had some kind of knowledge of astronomy, and that helped him author a commercially successful series of almanacs. But when I go down to the part of the article about the almanac, it says this. I'm just going to start reading it, and we can comment on what it says. After returning to Ellicott's Mills, I mean, that's something from the previous article, we didn't read about it, Banneker made astronomical calculations that predicted eclipses and planetary conjunctions for inclusion in an almanac and...
I have a question.
Ephemeris...
I have a question. Did he just borrow someone else's almanac and copy it down like we did with the clock here?
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
So for the inclusion in an almanac and I don't know, this E-P-H-E-M-E-R-I-S, ephemeris?
Sure.
I don't know. Yeah. For the year of 1792. To aid Banneker in his efforts to have his almanac published, Andrew Ellicott, who had been authoring almanacs and ephemerides of his own since 1780, forwarded Banneker's ephemeris. I'm going to have to look this word up to see what that means. I'm assuming it's like some sort of calculations about the ephemeral or something like that. to James Pemberton, president of the Pennsylvania Society for Promoting the Abolition of Slavery and for the Relief of Free Negroes Unlawfully Held in Bondage. Pemberton then asked William Waring, a Philadelphia mathematician and ephemeris calculator, what is this? What is it?
Ephemeris in astronomy and celestial navigation. An ephemeris is a book with tables that gives the trajectory of naturally occurring astronomical objects.
Okay, yeah, so that's basically what I figured. So it's basically recording the movement of bodies through the ether.
I'm moving my body. These bodies are moving.
Well,
I got you an almanac.
So, blah, blah, blah. So he asked William Waring, Philadelphia mathematician, ephemeris calculator, and David Rittenhouse, a prominent American astronomer and almanac author, surveyor, and scientific instrument maker, who was at the time serving as the president of the American Philosophical Society, to confirm the accuracy of Banneker's work. With Waring endorsed Banneker's work, stating, "I have examined Benjamin Banneker's almanac for 1792, and I'm of the opinion that it well deserves the acceptance and encouragement of the public." Interesting. So he's not saying it's right.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying it deserves the acceptance and encouragement of the public. And he says, Rittenhouse corresponded to Pemberton by stating that Banneker's ephemeris, that's such a weird word.
So I'm just basically saying
hold on.
He's fucking this up, but we want a nigger doing almanacs. We want it out there.
You're going to get your confirmation bias. Just, you know, I'm trying to hold it back for a second.
Okay.
Says, Banneker's ephemeris was a very extraordinary performance considering the color of the author and that he had no doubt...
Because you're black!
Listen. Like, he literally says what you just said. He has no doubt that the calculations are sufficiently accurate for the purposes of a common almanac. Every instance of genius, every instance of genius among the Negroes is worthy of attention because their suppressors seem to lay great stress on their supposed inferior.
So you want to go out, do some astral calculations, but you can't go out because you're incarcerated, because you're black.
So his shit's wrong.
It says, every instance of genius amongst the Negroes worthy of attention, their suppressors seem to lay great stress on their supposed inferior mental abilities.
So DEI, as you said on your show last night with Borzoi, is a lot older than you think. Here's an early instance of this is 1792. We're doing DEI in astronomy and
Here's what's funny. Banneker was actually annoyed by this. And he says, I am annoyed to find the subject of my race is so much stressed. The work is either correct or it is not. In this case, I believe it to be perfect. And it's like, well, that's not what they said, though. What they said, it was sufficiently good enough for a nigger.
They said it was a nice try, darky.
They said it was, like, good enough for a nigger. And, like, we should do it. We should just put it out there anyway because, they wanted to, like, own the slave owners. They wanted to own the suppressors. Like, suppressors owned.
What? And aren't suppressors illegal?
Well, they said suppressors.
If you have a suppressor, like, you might get in trouble. Oh, no, I'm thinking of silencers.
Yeah.
I kind of want to stop the show just for this one article I found on The Blaze.
Is it about clocks and almanacs? What is it?
I think the headline is... Is it on topic?
It's not on topic.
Okay, it's all right.
People will actually be mad. If we read that, people will be mad. We'll read it, but not in the middle of this.
Right. So basically what I'm taking from that is no one was listening to... Well, you were listening. You were engaged. That's good.
Oh, I'm sure what he's got there is very good, but I knowing how some commentary I've seen from the audience, like if we leave this subject, never to return.
It's not about Taylor Swift. It's much, much worse. Much worse. Again,
that's not really the point. The point is that we are like in the middle of a topic and you're bringing completely unrelated topic.
Don't need to scold.
I don't really have much
He doesn't
more.
Even have a microphone. Swift. You can't scold. But Benjamin Banneker,
the point here is that...
See, so his stuff is incorrect because I'm reading like all the more mainstream. It's easier to find...
Well, no one says it's actually correct. They say it's sufficient.
I'm trying to tell you that. If you look up Benjamin Banneker and you look up this stuff, they're going to tell you that he made this amazing almanac that made accurate astrological predictions. And this is they don't mention any of this.
Right, but also
they say he did it. He's never been recognized for it, even though obviously he's been recognized for it, possibly for centuries, because of our fucking nigger loving founding fathers who loved these blacks so much since the beginning of time. When did time begin? The American Revolution, I guess. They loved a slave so bad that they're willing to cover for them when they do. So you can't tell when high tide is if you're a nigger if you read this guy's...
So it says this. The motions, the title pages of the Baltimore editions of Banneker's 1792, 1793, and 1794 Almanac and Ephemerides stated that the publications contained the motions of the sun and moon, the true places and aspects of the planets, the rising and setting of the sun, place and age of the moon, the lunations, conjunctions, eclipses, judgments of the weather, festivals, and other remarkable days, days for holding the supreme... and circuit courts of the United States, as also the useful courts in Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia, also several useful tables and valuable receipts, various selections from the commonplace book of the Kentucky philosopher and American sage, with interesting and entertaining essays in prose and verse, the whole comprising a greater, more pleasing and useful variety than any work of the kind in price in North America. So a lot of it is stuff that he got from other places, stuff he copied from other places. And,
oh my God, a black guy stealing. Again, I wonder about the story about borrowing the pocket watch. Like, did he? Or did he take it from somebody? But I have put on screen, there's a picture of the clock, supposedly. It's a wooden box with a clock face in the corner, and there's a bunch of... I saw it earlier, the pictures of the gears and whatnot. But it's like, he didn't, you know...
Also, like, I'm pretty sure predictions are all bullshit. Like, I don't think that they ever actually... They didn't actually have a good way of predicting the weather, and... So it's just not, they're just not real. They're not correct. Like, their predictions are probably just wrong and totally unscientific too. So it doesn't really matter if he did that because nobody doing that was actually doing anything, as Alex said, scientifically to predict the weather. They didn't have the means to do that. They weren't like measuring barometric pressure and things like that, I don't think.
They also say he's a mathematician.
Well, I guess.
I don't know where to go. He's just good at math. He's just good with like rhymes.
Well, I mean, is a mathematician somebody who does an equation? If so, I'm a mathematician. Like, I've done equations, right? He's not coming up with the theory. He's supposedly doing the calculations. But like...
Reminded me of something I saw this morning. And then, of course, it's not going to come
I know
up,
what
right?
you're going to... I know what it is. I know exactly what it is, and that's fine. We should do this because it's very funny. It's legitimately hilarious. If it's the same thing that I'm thinking of, which I think it is...
Of course it is, and it won't come up.
Yeah. I wonder if they've already, like, scrubbed it.
I mean, I could play the audio, but it's so much funnier with the visual.
Oh, the visual is key because, like, the visual contains, like, so much... It contains so much important information in just a few little pieces of visual data about like our entire.
Where do I have to go to be able to find this?
Well, the only place I have it is on my phone.
I do too.
That would require it to be downloaded and uploaded somewhere else for it to be something that we could watch. Or you find it literally on TikTok, I guess, but that would take a while. So I don't know. We might have to put it off unless you can actually somehow do some magic to get it onto the screen as I filibuster about it.
I'm just going to have to play the audio.
All right, well, yeah, okay, play the audio.
I'm trying, but, you know.
So good, though.
Why can't I pause it and rewind?
What is it?
It's Lizzo being interviewed by someone.
It's not Lizzo, it's some other nigger.
Oh, is that why I've got it wrong? Who is this?
Fuck. I'd have to look at my phone. Or I could just open Telegram here.
Doesn't say who this is on here.
It's her name. It's some fat black woman who did a song called Wolf Pussy. I know that. That's her name. Again, I'm sorry to have to say these things, but that's the person that said it's somebody that did something called Wolf Pussy. And I have it. Her name is Sukhi Hanna, like Sukihana.
I'm just so sad that I can't just put dumb fat black nigger.
I just looked it up. Oh my god, no.
Yeah. All right. Okay, okay. We've got it, folks.
We got it. I thought that was Lizzo because, like, how many how many fat hideous negresses do you need doing music? And it's all of them, apparently.
All of them. Like,
we don't need this, but there you go. Sorry, I had the wrong one. But this is really good.
I said the same thing. God, I'm sorry. I just touched my elbow. I'm really sorry about that.
This is weird.
But this morning, when somebody posted that in the chat that I saw it in, my first thing was like, is that Lizzo?
I just assumed it was.
And I said, or is that some other apeling?
And who is this white woman talking to?
I don't even know who that is. But
this is what, like, when you call Benjamin Banneker... a mathematician. This is what came to mind.
You're a musician. But that's why I'm interviewing you today, so I can get to know you.
So I'm a musician.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? That mean make magic or something? What is musician?
I think you're confusing that.
Yeah, I'm not no musician. I make music. I make music. And that's not all I do. I make music. I act. I'm a TV star too. A young mogul. Uh-huh.
Really quick. I think you're confusing.
I'm not confusing nothing because you don't know. You thought that all I was a magician or whatever the fuck you said.
See, that's what I think you think I said. No, I said musician, magician.
I don't think, baby. I don't think. What is that? That's ghetto. I don't think. I know.
So you
think.
I didn't say magician, Suki. I said musician. And I think you are a musician.
No, baby. I do music.
So you, just really quick, for the record, could you say you don't think you're a musician?
I'm not none of that.
But then after that, you just said I do music.
Yeah, I do music.
So, in other words, you're a musician.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I agree. You're not a musician.
Well, yeah, no, I got on a deeper philosophical.
Yeah, if we want to get into the definition of like what music is and all that crap.
It's like, no, you're a nigger. But like that's just great shit right here.
That's very funny. And the thing that struck me, because it struck me that it's possible that this was like fake or a skit or something. I don't think so.
That's not fake.
I haven't even decided. I've decided to just not look into that. But the thing that struck me is the way, and this is maybe the way our society allocates. Like status,
in that the literal like ape looking creature.
Yeah.
With like these huge oversized massive facial features, huge nose and cheeks and lips, and this massive face, this huge fucking like stretched out ape like face, and these long like super colorful like claw fingernails, like
oh my
everything
God.
Is so All right. big and over exaggerated and ugly. Let me finish this rant. Everything about her is like so big and over exaggerated and ugly, like dark and like these hugest. It's just she looks like a monster, right? She literally looks like a monster, and she's sitting there talking to basically a pretty white girl, a skinny pretty white girl, who is then just asking her questions, and like is the social ladder is totally inverted here. Like she's the high status one, right. And that white girl is like trying to is like interviewing her to try and like. Ride her coattails, like the status that she has, and she's not a fucking musician. Like she does garbage shit, and she just makes scenes. She just does like embarrassing scenes, and there's a song called like Wolf Pussy. It's just like just get the fuck out of here.
What is it called? Ape Pussy.
Dude,
she's got a song here called Food Stamp Ho. We have another one called Use a Ho. Jesus.
So I'm reading this. Right up from the off-topic show. I don't know what that is. In a recent event, the artist known as Sukihana sparked a wave of bewildered reactions. That is just like the misdirection of all men. No one's bewildered. You're like, oh, she's really dumb. As she seemingly confused the terms magician and musician. The incident unfolded during a public appearance where Sukihana appeared to express frustration, directing her apparent confusion towards the host, Bobby, leading to a puzzling spectacle that left many questioning its authenticity. No, it hasn't. That's the thing. No one is like there are people that are fans of hers. Oh, she just troll. No, she's not doing the I'm only pretending to be retarded troll. She's retarded. She's a retarded nigger. And to go on here where we talk about the wrong, we're going to get like the wrong. How can we draw the wrong conclusions from this? As society grapples with the influence of modern day celebrities, this peculiar incident ignited a broader conversation about the role models we elevate and the impact they have. Hey, what's up? You know you're only hearing half of the show, right? And it's being indiscriminately interrupted with these sales pitches because we just don't know how else to get your attention and get you over there. Our website, our podcasts are 100% listener funded. They are funded with your subscription. So if you could please do that, help us out. therightstuff.biz/paywall. Thanks. Have unimpressionable audiences.
Hold on a
second. It's not about celebrities. It's about niggers.
I want to just.
But that's about like niggers.
I know we want to read all this, and there's probably a lot of juicy information here. I want to say, like, first of all, it's not actually about any of this. What happened?
No,
they are creating a cloud of confusion around happened. Like, this is all like you're just like putting like smoke into the air, so people don't notice. It's just a stupid nigger here. Like, literally, what happened is this like person that is held up by our society is some kind of icon, someone to be admired, someone to be given status, someone that you are supposed to give a shit about, but is really just an ugly fat negress and who is like fucking functionally retarded. Like she is so stupid.
She's the average nigger.
She is functionally fucking retarded. She doesn't even deserve a job at the fucking DMV. That's too good for her. And yet here she is. And in fact, what happened is your stupid race narrative was exposed in front of everyone. That this is just a dumbass nigger. And all these words you're saying, as we grapple with celebrities. Yeah. No, fuck off. None of that. No, it's just a dumb nigger. Like, that's what happened. A dumb nigger was revealed in front of everyone. You're like now you're a temporarily embarrassed like ideological system. And so you have to like cover for it with a bunch of fucking smoke.
I feel like 20 years ago, we used to admit this to a greater degree because R. Kelly, you know, everybody knew he couldn't read. Everybody knew that nigger couldn't read. He was fucking illiterate. Everybody knew it.
But he could at least sing.
Dance around it.
I highly doubt this nigger can even sing.
The conflation of these terms, talking about musician and magician, I guess, while perhaps initially comical, has raised deeper concerns about the messages conveyed to young admirers in the in the responsibilities of public figures. Well, who's making these niggers into public figures? Hopefully, young people learning, man, blacks are dumb.
She's got an album called Wolf Pussy. What responsibilities are we talking about here?
The ensuing debate
Can
has
I
prompted
say that like three times?
The ensuing debate has prompted speculation as to whether Sukihana's action were intended as satire. They were not. She's a dumb nigger. Like you just said, that's the smoke. You're throwing that up there to make it look like something else. You're trying, desperately trying. Basically,
this person's trying to be a magician.
You're trying to rescue the collective reputation of blacks everywhere.
Right.
Because this is what it really is. They have a deservedly bad reputation for being stupid, for being impulsive, being criminal.
He's actually on some level trying to rescue like the entire fucking thing, the entire narrative.
Yeah, the entire race narrative.
Yeah.
I just said the entire race. They're doing a collective. He's trying to do a collective rescue of who these people are.
Right.
Because she just revealed it all in one fucking simple, stupid fucking statement. The ambiguity, of which there is none. This ambiguity is invented by a writer, the one I'm reading. Mm-hmm. This ambiguity has only added the complexity of the situation. Inviting a closer examination of the blurred lines between entertainment influence and societal expectations. No, none of that's true.
Please tell me that video is some dude like trying to spin this fucking cope out there. Is that what's happening? What are we looking at?
I didn't know there was somebody else in the. I only seen these two. I guess
there's like a dude that comes in.
I think he's just promoting his own bullshit at the
end. Right, yeah.
It's a stark reminder of the need for critical discourse about the figures we celebrate and messages they convey.
Okay.
Say critical discourse to that nigger.
Yeah, I was about to say exactly that. Say that sentence to that nigger, see what happens.
As observers grapple with this perplexing episode, it's not perplexing.
This is convincing that it's legit. Like, this is very.
Oh, the broader question remains: what does it say about our society when individuals who may not fully understand their own craft are elevated to positions of influences and admiration? It's like, no, like what happens when you tell people that
magician, so she can make a magician.
In other words, you're a musician.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I wish she was a magician so she can make herself disappear. I got blood dripping out of my ear from listening to that. Ugh.
My haters are scrounging, picking corn out of my shit.
I wish that you had a better joke.
That was bad. That was like, that was Dracula Flow tier cringe right there.
But at least Dracula Flow, like, it starts getting funny after a second. Like, that doesn't ever really. In fact, Dracula Flow is kind of funny the whole way through. Like, that there's nothing about that isn't cringe, frankly.
It's like we have a meeting with the Bobs at home. It's like that actor, what's that actor's name, the obnoxious,
it's also like guy. It's also like you made a video to do that, like you actually decided to bother to, like, that's what you're doing anyway. Whatever, fuck it, let's press forward with this shit.
So
is the implication here that there was actually like some sort of high cultural ideals taking place in America, and this is like an affront to it?
No, the implication is like, since this is super embarrassing for black people and for the racial narrative generally, like it was just exposed to be bullshit because this is just a retarded nigger who's been held up as somebody that people are supposed to care about. This white girl is actually going along with it. Like, I want to get to know you better. I want to talk to you and interview you. Why? You don't actually want those things. You're doing some kind of clout chasing, and you're clout chasing like a retarded ape. And it's fucking pathetic and it's weird. And here we are. And so this guy's like, let me literally pretend that some deep societal thing happened, when no, what happened is a dumb nigger like exposed herself as a stupid nigger in front of like millions of people.
Pay no attention to the ape behind the curtain.
It's literally that. Like it's like we should actually put them behind curtains, but they're not. It's not behind a curtain. It's like, pay no attention to the nigger like out in front of the entire public.
We put it behind oceans.
There's an entire ocean.
There's a continent over there.
It's like, contemplate some pseudo bullshit philosophical question so you don't draw the obvious fucking conclusion from what you just saw. That's what it is. And frankly, it's actually pathetic. And I'm looking at your thing and I'm like, why are you so desperate for niggers not to just be dumb? Like, you are desperately, like, imagine writing four like paragraphs of convoluted bullshit just so you can pretend like niggers aren't stupid.
I guess like maybe you could be a content creator that saw what just happened, but you know you can't get away with calling her black. So in the interest of getting your content done and not getting banned from anything, you're just gonna pretend it's about these people we elevate.
There have to be some people.
What are the standards?
There have to be some accounts and some people on Twitter or other places that are being like, "Wow, black people are just stupid." They're just like saying that. Like, there have to be some people that are saying that. We're definitely not the first people to do it. I mean, obviously we're not. Many people have been doing it. But I wonder if is this conversation that's only happening in private chats and amongst people, or people online, or there have to be people, like, some response.
Well, here's another dumb take. It's like, this is another like nigger. This is how niggers are going to be. Suki Hana is a great example of what a failed American education system looks like.
No. No.
That's not what's happening.
There's
a failure of the American education system because that tries to educate niggers. Yeah. But this girl probably didn't complete that.
Well, here's my thing. Show me a successful education system with blacks in it. You can't. You can actually show white people and even some non-whites like Asians or such who are intelligent people that can do things and can speak and be accomplished that have gone through the American education system.
Hmm.
That still exists. You can still find such individuals. You can't find a black person anywhere that's gone through an education system. Like, or you can't find a black population anywhere that has been systematically well-educated by an education system. There is no successful education system. You might be able to find one individual black who can, like, pretend to write an almanac and present well enough to fool people. But you cannot show me a population of blacks who have been successfully educated by a system anywhere, whether it be here, whether it be in Canada or the UK or France or Africa or wherever. You cannot show me that anywhere. So the American education system, everyone talks about it failing. But it fails because it keeps trying to educate niggers and it keeps failing to do that. There's nothing wrong with the American education system as it was like 100 years ago, where it's just like the Prussian model where you sit the kid's ass in the seat and there's like 20 kids in a class and the teacher's like, okay, here's how you do addition. Here's how you do subtraction. Read this history book. Read that essay. Like, write something down. Here's how to read. Whatever it is, right? Like, the teacher just teaching the kids. They're sitting there. They're just getting taught. That was perfectly fine for white people for hundreds of years. It's still fine in places where people are just white. And they call it the Prussian model. Like, oh, that's over. It's overly authoritarian. It doesn't matter. Like, the kids are in the seat. The teacher's telling them what they're supposed to learn. That's all it is. That's fine. Literally, you don't have to do this weird, like, experimental shit. All that weird experimental shit is like, how many, like, hoops can we make? It's either like, can we actually teach blacks? Oh, we can't. Okay, well, let's make everyone jump through a bunch of hoops so everyone's equally retarded then. But even that doesn't work. Because even when you make people jump through more stupid hoops, more white kids are successful at jumping through those dumb hoops than niggers are. You literally can't do it. Even your Common Core math, white kids, as convoluted as those math algorithms are, white kids still do them better. Anyway, is this a black person?
Maybe.
Just embarrassed?
Just maybe. Just maybe. Bring back artists. First of all, bring back artist development. Bring back artist development ASAP.
What the fuck?
There's no way. There's
bring back, like, fucking evolution.
No way. Inhale. Your artist should not know that they're a musician. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, see, all I'm getting is, like, niggers that are being critical. That's interesting.
Because niggers can say, that's a stupid nigger.
So is he asking for the return of some kind of, like, vetting process?
I don't know what he means.
I guess so. I was hoping that would be more shucking and jiving, but I'm not seeing a lot of responses.
That nigger looked gay to me.
And all these accounts are black.
Yeah, well, the only people... Like,
no one else is
frankly,
shitting on her.
Niggers will say, that's a dumb-ass nigger bitch. Like, that bitch is stupid. That's a stupid fucking... Some, like, what do they call it? Like, ratchet? I don't even know they use that term anymore. It's a ratchet bitch. But, yeah.
Why are they keep fucking... I hate this dumb 304. What's a 304? Is that a new slur? What's a 304?
I would take the situation as a triumph of the American system. Like, you could be the dumbest nigger on the planet, and you can still make it.
And white people will fucking defend you in your stupidest moment. Yeah. To try to fucking keep their fucking ideology alive. It's crazy.
Yeah, like I said, that guy writing that essay was like defending the, you know, temporarily embarrassed ideological system.
She's not going to have like that Dan Quayle problem. This isn't going to follow her around for decades until she's off the scene. What did he do? He misspelled potato.
Yeah, he misspelled potato.
Potato. He put an O at the end of potato.
Yeah, just potato. That's how you do it, man. Yeah.
That was good, though. That was good. But that's, you know, that's the intellectual breadth and depth of blacks. She's making her almanac.
Yeah. Well, I'll bet you that bitch can't read.
Oh, I guarantee she can't read.
Yeah, dude, this is another thing. It's like I don't know how well kept the secret is or not, but like most black people can't read. Just so you understand that,
Most blacks can't read. Like, R. Kelly is not an outlier. I guarantee, like, you that bitch can't read. Like, the majority of black people can't read.
I wonder if, like,
Wolf, and the majority of black people have never read anything. I wonder if,
like,
read a book.
Wolf Pussy is a reference to her, like, inability to keep up with, like, maintenance on her own, like, female parts.
I don't, you know. What
I discovered, that it's on Urban Dictionary, and it is a reference to particularly, like, hairy and large, unkempt personal region.
Okay, so
it's not about, like, not... so it's not like fierceness and ferocity.
Well,
it's
there
just
might
about...
be some fierceness and ferocity involved there.
Well, I mean, like, it's not like I picture
hygiene.
Well, I picture she's doing, like, I'm a big, strong black woman, and I'm like a predator, and I'm coming after you with my wolf pussy. I'm gonna eat that dick, you know.
But it's just about not
shaving.
Big, gray pussy lips. That's what it means.
Gray.
Yeah, I'm like
ashy.
That
pussy ashy as fuck AF on God.
What's so being described
from
is
like the purple winged bat to like the gray winged, the gray. I mean, it's like it's more bat
like. Instead of like the silver back, it's like the silver lips.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, that's the name of the show, from silver back to silver lips.
Okay, like again, I'm not sure if
no
I'm,
one asked you.
What are you talking about? My opinion is valid.
Not on silver back to silver lips. I overrule everything. That's
silver-lipped gorilla in more ways than one.
The silver. The purple. Oh, or we go from purple bat to silver lips.
So when I saw this clip this morning, and I was like, who is this person? And I did a search on.
I don't know why I'm surprised there's more than one fat Negro, because I just thought it was Lizzo.
I actually don't know why you're surprised there's more than one fat Negro either, because as far as I can tell, there's just millions of them.
Thick. This one is
she's not thick. She's just, but I mean,
well, she's fat.
It never occurred to me that there might be two. So I just didn't assume that wasn't Lizzo. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, it didn't occur. I can't believe it didn't occur to me that, oh, there might be more than one of these fat negresses, like gorillas in the mist, than they do, like, music now.
I think that, like, this bitch is more, is like marketed to, like, ghetto ass niggers more than Lizzo is.
Lizzo
like,
is for white. Lizzo, like plays the flute and shit,
yeah,
right?
Like, white people are supposed to appreciate. Yeah. Like, yeah, white people are supposed to pretend like Lizzo has something interesting to say or do. But, like, so, again, when I looked this person up, or this in person, I saw that the top track or mixtape, I thought it was a song, it's a mixtape, whatever, it's called Wolf Pussy. And I was resentful of the fact that I now had to think about a pussy and this person, and, like, my mind immediately went to something like what you just described, that, like, this, that could, like... I had an inkling that that's what was going on here. That sort of what the implication.
I'm just thinking
of
about Don King's hair.
And then I was like, I guarantee you, it's something about like I also thought what you were saying, that it was about her seeing her own pussy as like a predator, like coming after you, right? And but then it's like, okay, so it's
powering female bravado.
It's this thing, but then I'm like, is she bragging about having such a pussy? And
or is it
then
just
I'm
the
like,
song? Maybe the song is just funny.
Is making fun of people with
maybe
pussies
she is
like
a magician,
that. But again, it's also like I also just then I didn't. I was resentful of the fact that the image of that woman and the pussy were in my mind, and I was like, "See, I don't want to think about that." Like, that's just all of that is just making me feel kind of vaguely ill.
I also don't like the thought of like a wolf's pussy.
That actually, that's one image that didn't. That didn't come into my mind.
It's not really an image, but it's like, man, I would hate to like.
Or the idea. That idea actually didn't come to mind.
I hate the idea
that,
like,
you're
scratching a belly and its legs are like, ew, put that thing away. No one needs to know about that.
Yeah, see, that's another thing where I hadn't thought about that until you mentioned it. I was more actually, unfortunately, connecting it to like a fat black woman. And that was that was an upsetting image.
That's why I've always had like male dogs. I want to fucking see what's going on there.
Yeah, that actually, that makes sense. Because that is, I can totally.
It's gross.
Yeah, you're right about
presented
that.
Presented with that, makes me think of like that old Adam Sandler bit, which I won't repeat. Nope.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Here's cultural reference. I got it timestamped.
Oh, good. Is this a video? Oh, good. It's a video for Wolf Pussy. I hope. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Let's put it into perspective here.
Okay.
Okay, we're learning.
This account is called 90s Flavor.
We're like going on safari here, literally.
Hmm.
Sure.
All right, let me turn up the volume just in case these
cultural safari.
Maybe these niggers
have to learn about our own culture like this.
This is from one of the, I think it's the Friday sequel. Like next Friday or something like that.
Joke like on my way out my mouth and you just talk over. I'm not even fucking here. Yeah, I know they happen all the time. Making a joke about turn up the volume as if these two black ladies might not be loud enough.
That was good. That's good.
I know. It's good. I got it out 30 seconds after. It was funny.
Yeah.
And that, because it's going to kick in. Why you always bring your ass up here with this shit? Yeah. Harassing us.
With that big old wolf pussy. You come down here all the time smelling like that. Look, you don't even own the place.
You just a manager.
And I'm going to manage to evict your skinny punk black ass on up out of here today if you two motherfuckers don't pay up your rent.
There you go. Wolf pussy.
That's it.
Okay.
That's not really a term of endearment.
No. I, again, having watched the Friday films in my youth, I did not actually remember that scene.
Well, that's the second one, right? When they're in Rancho Cucamonga? No.
I don't remember that either. I don't remember that
scene. The second one, I've seen the second one too. They're like in like some suburb or something like that. They're
not real content anymore. Yeah, when they're in, one, like somebody's dad won the lottery or some shit.
Those movies always made, like, the interior of the niggers' houses, even in the first Friday, was always, like, they were, like, way too nice. Like, they actually were too, the homes were, like, Craig's house in the first Friday, it was all, like, decorated. It's just, like, nah, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. But, yeah. And you also had two parents. I'm not buying it.
God, I remember Boys in the Hood. Like, his dad is, like, the hard-ass, like, ghetto man with a job, and then his
Furious
Styles, and then his like ex-wife, the baby mama, is like, she's another like career woman. And it's like, just get the fuck out of here with this shit.
But the funny thing about it, like Boys in the Hood is like an enjoyable movie to watch, but it is like bullshit in a lot of ways. Like particularly, remember the thing with Furious Styles where he's like talking about like they put all the liquor in gun stores in our neighborhood. It's like, no, they don't.
Yeah, they put gun stores. That's why niggers shoot each other. Because the gun store is right there.
They're not. Because if that was the
funniest shit.
That was funny. Because it's also like, bro, like if that's true, like white rural communities would be constantly shooting each other.
Yeah, how come nobody gets shot out here?
How come like there's gun stores all over like white rural communities and literally there's no shootouts with like lots of bodies?
There's like big elaborate like gun stores around here. Like malls.
Like the gun mall.
There's like a gun mall. And there's also a range, so you can go shoot it, but no one gets shot.
Yeah. Yeah. This is not the only place in America with such stores. Like, again, like white royalites love the gun store. They're always at it. They love it. It's big for them. And while
I wonder if Benjamin
end up having.
What if Ben Banneker invented the first Glock in America?
I don't know.
He stole somebody's high point. He took it apart and he built a Glock out of wood.
Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
He didn't do that. He never meant that.
Banneker. Ted Beneke.
He never meant that.
Sure, I feel like I should put Ted Beneke on the screen. Very sad.
He never invented anything.
Neither did Ted Beneke.
No. Anyway.
Poor guy.
So, yeah.
Poor Ted. I would believe that he invented a clock. I could see this nice white man, Ted Beneke, working on clocks. He probably sells clocks.
So this artist we're talking about, she goes by Sukihana.
Sukihana.
Her real name is Destiny Lynette Henderson.
Oh, Destiny.
Destiny.
Interesting.
Density.
Does she do like...
It looks like she started as a cast member on this Love and Hip Hop show and then released her mixtape like afterwards.
Why did she like name herself after like she's like a misspelled like tractor?
Well, she had this other name, Suki with the good coochie, which I kinda doubt that.
Yeah. I kind of feel like you naming your mixtape Wolf Pussy is like an autobiographical reference there, but also, this probably shouldn't surprise anybody. That girl she was talking to is Jewish. Bobby Althoff is her name.
That's too bad because Jewish. The meme going around like every white girl knows this look.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, I'll be honest. She looks very white. She looks white. She doesn't have a big nose or anything. No. But again, she's rich. She's from a wealthy family from California.
So naturally, she's already rich and Jewish. You have a big podcast.
Yeah, you go ahead and interview like niggers and shit like that. It actually makes sense. When I found, I was actually
thinking, like, I wouldn't be surprised if this broad is a Jew, because just, like, I don't think white people just get to do anything anymore. So it's like, you know, even having some shitty, like, TikTok career, like, or like being some dumb, like, influencer, like, it's all Jews.
All right, let's take a break and we'll come back and do Alex's article on MAGA and Tay Tay and all that stuff that's going on. And there's other shit too. I'll remember what it was when we come back. Everybody good? Alex brought a ton of prep. We should just read his chats. Maybe he'll have a mic when we come back. I'm going to go make a moco loco upstairs. I've got ham. I don't have hamburger patties. I have sausage, though, and, like, eggs. I'll just make a pile of fucking Hawaiian fucking slop. What do you think?
Okay.
No octopus, though. Wolf octopusy. That didn't really work.
You are listening to James Bond the Daring Sowa.
Rise up, gamers! I'm gonna say it! I'm gonna say the N-word several times in this song! It's gonna be really edgy! And there's nothing you can do about it! It's Black Fake History Month 2019!
That maybe you people really are the lost tribe of Judah after all.